Kim Jong-un in February has been killed after the meeting collapsed. The report says Kim Hyok-chol was suspected of spying for America.
We've seen the reporting to which you're referring.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying the U.S. is attempting to learn more.
The report says other people were also executed or imprisoned. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
It's about time to get out the sprinklers because the rain chances are not very good over the next few days. Today, a sun and cloud mix, high temperature in the lower 90s, rain chances about 10% at best. Partly cloudy tonight, overnight low 67. Tomorrow and Sunday, sunshine in abundance. We should be dry for here on the Gulf Coast. Look for low 90s both days here in central Alabama, mid 80s down on the coast. Then on Monday, we're easing back towards the low to mid 90s, and I think we'll be in the middle 90s on Tuesday. Dry both days and more sun. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey has signed legislation to expand broadband services across Alabama. Two bills signed Thursday specifically target small communities that are often underserved by high-speed internet. Alabama lawmakers have approved legislation requiring public universities to develop and adopt policies protecting campus free speech. The legislation limits university officials' ability to cancel campus speakers. This bill now goes to Governor Kay Ivey for her signature. And Alabama News Network is hitting the road today for Your Town Friday. We'll be in Georgiana for the 40th annual Hank Williams Festival. The festival starts at 2 p.m. on Saturday, but we're getting you ready for the festivities starting today. Catch our live reports at 5, 5:30, and 6 o'clock. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's, plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Pools, picnics, popsicles. There's a lot to love about the start of summer, but there's even more to love about WOW's Ultimate Internet Package. Featuring our fastest speed 1 gig internet and WOW's best-in-class full home Wi-Fi. You get a better internet experience in every corner of your home. Plus, when you choose the Ultimate Internet Package, WOW cuts $25 per month off your bill for 2 years. Sign up now and we'll trim an additional $10 off per month for your first year. Like summer, this deal will be over before you know it. So call now, 1-855-WOW-NOW-1.
It's Ryobi Days at the Home Depot. Buy a Ryobi OnePlus 2-pack battery starter kit for just $99 and get one of over 20 select Ryobi OnePlus tools up to an $84 value free. The OnePlus system also fits over 125 other Ryobi tools. So now, going cordless is almost endless. Buy the battery kit, get a free tool. Ryobi Days now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through June 19th, limit one per customer while supplies last. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts offers O-Rewards points in-store and online. Earn points on everything from replacement parts to tools and accessories. And for every 150 points collected, you'll get a $5 reward. Earn points any way you shop. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Gotta give the people what they want, Dave. You know what they want? More Rebecca Black.
Partying.
That's exactly what they want.
I mean, what's my shirt say?
Montgomery parties harder. You'll see that during the 11 o'clock hour when we go live on Facebook again. Our weekly Facebook Live. Last week garnered nearly 3,000 views in the first 24 hours after we put it up. Unbelievable.
Is that a lot?
That's a lot of views. Going to get even more today because people come to expect it. I'm trying to find a way to tie the sound on the board. I think I've done that. I think I've figured that out. We might test it before the 11 o'clock hour.
We might.
But I think I found a way to do it. Our number, if you want to get in on the bathinnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon on a daily basis. Carolyn, as she does on Tuesdays and Fridays, comes in to shag the phones. How are you, Carolyn? Oh, she's well, but she doesn't like to talk on the microphone.
I don't mind.
She does not.
You don't mind it?
If I have something to say.
Oh, yeah, well, you do. You're doing well. That's something to say. Everybody has something to say. Do you want to talk to her? She's nicer than we are. So if you want to talk to her, you can call 272-9228. Try not to talk too much off the air, though. It's a little annoying. You know, she's got a job to do. We're going to dock her pay if she doesn't do it well. Can we dock your pay?
Yeah.
Yeah, you start paying us to come in here? oh, gosh, we have such big announcements today. We have so much news, including news so wonderful and shocking and fantastic that... Where's the remote? I'm trying to see if the other stations are carrying it all, because I've not seen it on Fox News yet.
We have shocking news?
Oh, it's so shocking. Yeah, there it is. MSNBC's covering it. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off. Let's see if Fox Business is covering it. They're covering it. Trade fears hit stocks. Guys, the Donald has finally figured out a way. This is the greatest news ever. Let me tell you what he did first. He got on Twitter this morning.
Yesterday, right?
Yesterday. He got on Twitter and he said essentially, I'm going to start tariffing everything that comes across the border from Mexico. 5% starting June 10th. Guys, that's 11 days from now.
Yeah.
Time to reorder your entire economy, Mexico.
And then what happens?
And then a month later, it goes to 10%.
And then what happens?
And then a year later, it goes to 15%. Or actually, 3 months later, it goes to 15%. Yeah. And then a month after that, it goes to 20%. And a month after that, it goes to 25%. We're talking over the next 6 months.
Yowza!
This was not on the table. Nobody was discussing this.
Nope.
Nobody was out there saying, you know, when Trump finally gets around to putting the tariffs on Mexico, here's what he says. He's going to gradually increase. I guess gradually is relative.
Right. I mean, he didn't go immediately to 100%, did he?
No, he didn't. He said, until the ongoing illegal immigration surge at the border is remedied and illegal migrants stop. On June 10th, the United States will impose a 5% tariff on all goods coming into our country from Mexico. That's everything. Not just aluminum, not just steel, not just dairy.
Everything.
Until such time as illegal immigrants coming through Mexico and into our country stop, Trump wrote. The tariff will gradually increase until the illegal immigration problem is remedied, at which time the tariffs will be removed. Details from the White House to follow. Now, this is a double whammy. This is a two... I'm starting to believe Trump never does anything for one reason. If he doesn't have two reasons, he doesn't do it. There's two reasons he's doing this. One
seven-dimensional chess, Baron.
Well, it's at least three-dimensional chess.
It's seven dimensions, okay?
Underwater.
Seven-dimensional chess.
Seven-dimensional, all right. Underwater, intergalactic chess.
Seven-dimensional chess.
Well, here are the two reasons I'm able to sort of sift out of this. One is a story we covered last week. Remember how the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement has not yet been ratified?
Yes.
and the Democrats in the House aren't taking it up. And I said that on this program, the Democrats would rather destroy the American economy.
Of course they would.
Than take up something that would give Trump a win, like renegotiating NAFTA. Well, we're basically in non-NAFTA territory now. NAFTA's dead. And the U.S.-Mexico, yeah, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement has been negotiated but not ratified by the House and Senate. Once ratified, these tariffs would be illegal and Trump couldn't do them.
That's right.
So what better way to get the Democrats on the stick than to start throwing tariffs on Mexico, right? See what I'm saying? All right, you guys don't want to do this? You want to harm the economy? Fine. We're going to start tariffing everything that comes over the Mexican border. 25% by October. Guys, October's only like 6 months away.
Less than that, right?
What's it? It's the fifth. We're going into the 6 month. That's 4 months.
Yeah. It's like right around there. It'll be October, like, before you know it.
Yeah, especially if you listen to this program every day, because time flies when you're having fun. And this is the most fun talk radio program in the history of the planet.
Hey, now.
So that's one reason to do it. The second reason he's doing it is, what's a way that Mexico could stop the illegal immigration surge? It's a four-letter word. It starts with W and ends with all. Wall.
Yep.
Who's supposed to be paying for the wall, according to Trump?
Mexico.
Whether he pays for it through tariffs or whether he pays for it through convincing Mexico to build the damn thing.
Right.
Because they want to get rid of the tariffs. I promise you, it's going to be a lot cheaper to build a $10 or $12 billion wall than it is to pay these tariffs. Last year alone, Mexico sent over $300 billion worth of stuff into the United States. 25% tariff, that's another $80 billion. That's 1 year. Why not just build a wall?
But Baron, now I have to pay $98 for a zucchini.
That's okay.
No, it's not.
I don't like zucchini anyway.
It's going to ruin my life.
Zucchini's gross.
Baron.
Stop eating zucchini.
What about avocado?
That's fine. Avocado's fine. Don't get a caterpillar roll. Get a rainbow roll.
It's going to be
get
so something expensive. Else. Baron, it's going to be prohibitively expensive.
Guys, this country has been wrecked for the last 35 years by globalism. Going back to 1989, January 20th, 12:01 p.m., the swearing in of George H.W. Bush through the Clinton debacle, through the George W. Bush debacle, through the Barack H. Obama debacle, we have been debacled, as Mike Tyson would say. What happened out there, Mike? I don't know, man. I got debacled. What are you going to do after this? I guess I'm going to fade into Bolivia.
Fade into Bolivia.
The greatest interview of all time.
Fade into Bolivian. I just want to fade into Bolivian.
Talk to Mike Tyson after he just got flummoxed.
Flummoxed.
I got debacled. This country got debacled.
Yeah.
This country got debacled.
They tried to make us fade into Bolivian.
I'm telling you. And Donald Trump is fixing it. And I'm telling... Guys, if you're Mexico and you're doing a little calculus here, are you going to start building a wall today or tomorrow?
Yesterday.
Yeah, because what you're not going to do is sit on the sidelines and let a 25% tariff get put in. Now, the Democrats can stop that by passing USMCA, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement. If they do that, these tariffs go away. They're illegal. This is the greatest power move of all time. Markets are freaking out. Everybody's panicked. Have you guys seen the price of Bitcoin, by the way? It got down to like $3,000.
Yeah, you said it was up today, right?
Yeah, it's up 300% in the last 6 months.
Hey, now.
If you've been buying, if you've been dollar cost averaging, you're like making trillions right now. You've been buying every step of the way. Put $100 a month in. $50 a month, whatever. It's a side note. You know why it's going up?
Why's that?
Venezuela and China.
China.
People in China are figuring out that they can get around these tariffs with Bitcoin. Uh-huh. And they're also figuring out China's really gone bananas with this whole social...
Yeah.
Point system.
Engineering or whatever. Yeah.
Well, where you can't.
Yeah, like if you smell, you get points off.
And yes. Like if you don't bathe, if you drink too much, if you smoke
weird.
Cigarettes. Like people, and there's no accountability. People just get on their phone and be like, Maori looks hungover today. Minus one.
See, the problem is that today I'm not the one day.
One day he's actually not hungover. But you know, there's no judge and jury.
Right.
I plug it in, it's in. And so
Baron Comer is a very terrible person.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine if we had this in the United States? What listeners would say?
Oh Lord.
I mean, particularly my most loyal listener, my biggest critic.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if we had a social rating system in this country? That guy's a French Republican. All right, guys, 272. Ooh, I played that yesterday. I can't play that again. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Dave Mallory, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 until your daily scheduled nooner. The world is not ending, folks. America's being made great again. Globalism may be ending. Corporatism may be ending. The deep state may be ending. But the world is not ending. Your life is going to be better, I promise. In the long run. May take a little hiccup, but trust me, you'll be better off in the long run. 17 after 9.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill.
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Mike Jenkins over at Jenkins Tire and Auto. He was in here just the other day to talk to the folks about what's going on at Jenkins Tire and Auto. It is fascinating. If you've not been by there, go. It's a different way to do sort of automotive maintenance. You don't have to sit there in the showroom. He like told me with pride, we don't have a great showroom. He's like, you know, it's cool. We got air conditioning and we got some seats, but and they got free ice cream.
Hey now.
Yeah, like the, you know, the little strawberry shortcake on a stick?
Ooh, those things are good.
I might get one every time I go in there.
I might go in there just to get one.
Those are really good.
No, 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 nothing's wrong with my car, but it was here last week. But can I get one of those ice creams?
I've been there three times in the last couple weeks.
Well?
Only once for car repair and the other two because I just thought I'd stop by and say, hey, and get a strawberry shortcake ice cream.
Well?
Really, really fascinating, guys. Get by Jenkins Tire and Auto. They're over there on Perry Street, the corner of Perry and Jefferson. Perry and Jefferson, go in there, park your rig, tell them what you need. You need some tires, you need some oil change, some brakes, some alignment, whatever it is. I mean, they've got all the equipment they have in the dealerships. It's a really, really nice, well-run organization. Mike Jenkins, long-time mechanic and technician and business owner here in the River Region. And they do a good job. He introduced me. I think I've met everybody that works there now. The average years that somebody's been with him is like 20 years. Like the lowest, I think, was 7. I think it was 7. I mean, they really do a good job at Jenkins Tire and Autos. Take your car by there. They do fleet maintenance if you own a business and have a fleet of vehicles. They do that, and they also just do individual cars, like Baron Coleman, just dropping his stuff off in the morning. They give you a ride to work, come back that afternoon, pick your stuff up, and go. Jenkins Tire and Auto, guys. You know, if someone calls you and you send them to voicemail, I don't have voicemail on my cell phone. So just, but if you hear it ring, your number is on their phone. Now, if it didn't ring, if it went straight to voicemail or straight to this voicemail is not set up, which is what mine says, that's different. But if it rings, your number is on their cell phone. You don't have to call them three times in a row. I promise. They know you called.
For real.
They know you called. So keep that in mind as you call other people. Particularly when they're on the radio.
And why are you calling me?
Yeah, that's the
You have my thing. Cell phone number. You can text me.
The hell's wrong with that light?
That's what they said. Remember, they said...
Is that what they were talking about? I thought they said it made a noise.
No, it's a strobe light.
I want to have a seizure up here. That is awful. Do we have to put up with that the whole day?
Apparently we do.
Can I shoot it? I got two guns on me. Can I shoot it out?
Do we know an electrician?
I'll give it to Seth Spotlow. He can shoot it.
Turn it off, man. The left switch.
Well, you're closer to the light switch than I am. No, the other one. There you go. Now we're cooking with grease. Seth, I got to get Seth Spotlow to tell me where the hell the light switches are in this place.
It sounds bad, but I know what I'm doing.
You know what you're doing?
I know, I swear. Hey, man, I fix stuff.
That's right. What you do for a living?
Yeah, I fix stuff.
Hey, he's a fixer.
Pull that mic just a shade closer. Our number two. They're calling for a fourth time.
Man, they just don't learn, do they?
No.
Same person?
You should be able to have them arrested.
Isn't that harassment?
Yes, you should be able to swear out a warrant on this person.
Golly. We're celebrating the new tariffs going into effect. I don't know what you do for a living and how tariffs in Mexico will affect you, but I'm assuming it won't in the long run. You'll be better off.
I hope so.
You know what the goal is here? You know what Trump's goal is in Mexico? It's economic warfare. Not that he wants to defeat Mexico. You never want to defeat the country right next to you. He wants to push job wages so high in Mexico, people don't want to come here because they have opportunity there. The only way to do that is to shut down the border. Because what happens is Mexico has the same illegal immigration problem we do. They blend in a little better because they speak Spanish and they look similar. But if they come from Guatemala or Honduras and they can't make the journey all the way to the United States, sometimes they just stop in Mexico and suppress wages. So shut down the borders on both sides. Give people tell people from the beginning, when you leave El Salvador and Honduras and Guatemala, you're not going to make it to the United States. So stay home. We're taking the most precious resource any country has, their children, their young people. They're hardworking, working-age people, and we're taking them out of the country. How do you expect Honduras to ever actually recover? If everybody of working age in Honduras is living in Juarez or, what are some of them cities in Texas? Houston?
Some of them other cities we got.
Dallas?
Austin? El Paso?
Waco?
Dallas? Amarillo?
Lubbock? They go to Amarillo expecting yellow.
Luchinbatch?
Luchinbatch. Wow.
Grunhall?
What are you wowing?
I love your shorts.
Wichita Fall?
You have the sexiest legs of Eddie.
Yeah,
I've
boy.
Ever known.
Lights are down and everything.
When you're 6'8", all shorts are short shorts.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But no, that's what his goal is to stop the illegal immigration in Mexico, to stop Mexico being a backdoor to the United States. If you can stop that, well, then you can mandate $16 an hour wages under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement that Congress won't pass. Then they'll be paying $16 an hour in Mexico. Guess who doesn't want to come here when they can make $16 an hour in Mexico?
Boom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You get to be with your family. You get a familiar terrain. You live around where you live. Everything gets better.
Ain't got to jump a fence.
There ain't no fence to jump. Well, they just wander through. You mosey.
Mosey on.
You mosey. Have you seen these?
Isn't it like a creek or something?
Have you seen these? I always... Well, in parts, it's a creek.
Yeah, I think it's a creek, man, for real.
I always envision people fleeing Mexico and coming to the United States, like, under the cover of darkness, running.
Right.
You know, like, you know, rolling around in the desert, avoiding people. They just mosey. These videos, they're just moseying in. They don't run. They're not scared of anything. They just kind of ease on in here. Oh, here's another story. Let's see if I can find this. It's related. You know what percentage of people that get picked up by border security show up for their court date?
Like none?
Yeah, it's pretty close to none.
Yeah, I mean, why would you?
Yeah, really. You know what's going to happen.
Yeah, pretty close to none. What? Did I not print it?
I don't know.
It's less than 10%. Yeah. It's around 10%. Around 10% of these people will show up for the court date. That's probably the 10% with legitimate claims of asylum.
Yeah, because they know they're not going to get thrown out.
Right. The other 90% are fake.
Yeah, because they know they're going to get thrown out.
Right. Can we chip these people? Like you know, I chip my dog.
Hey, now.
Can we chip people?
Barcodes, man.
That's fine. Barcodes, fine. Put it on the forehead. Can we do that?
Back of the neck.
So you know, you want to come into the country. What are you doing, Seth? It's Friday. It's a beautiful day.
I was close. Figured I'd stop by. Well, hang out with you for a minute.
We're close.
Yeah.
I'm glad you stopped by.
Yeah, me too. Thank you.
Our number, 272-9228. That's thebathinnovations.com. Guest hotline, 272-9228. Riley Manning over at Riley Manning Painting. 799-1284 if you want to get in touch with him. 799-1284. You know who my best ambassador is? The guy who sells more advertising for this program than anybody else? Riley Manning.
The painter?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I figured that.
You know why? Because all I got to do is somebody's on the fence. They're like, I don't know. Does radio advertising really work? I hear all these things about, you know, nobody really uses... Call Riley.
He can back it up.
I said, call 799-1284. Just say, when you advertise with Barron, does it work? Like, an hour later, they call and say, sign me up. Double my buy. Whatever I was going to buy, I want to buy two of it. Can you do my spot six times a day instead of three or one? I'm telling you, it works. Radio works. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com, 799-1284. He's been with us for close to 5 years. We're coming up on the five-year anniversary.
I know.
We got to have a party.
Big party.
I think I discovered the five-year anniversary.
Partying.
Yeah, the five-year anniversary is on Sunday, so we're going to have to either do it the week before or the week after.
That Baumhauer's thing last year was fun.
That was fun.
It was.
Was that last year or 2 years ago?
I don't know.
Last year.
It was last year.
It was last April.
Last April.
Trisha did that. Maybe we can get her to do the whole thing again.
Yeah, all
I did was write a check. That's my kind of party planning.
Yeah, for real.
Here's the check. You have a budget. Now go do whatever you want with it. I don't want to ask any questions. If you can profit off of it, good. If not, don't worry about it.
You got your declaration or whatever?
I got proclaimed. It's a proclamation.
Right. Yeah, man.
It's downstairs somewhere. They didn't frame it and put it up, but it's here somewhere.
Thanks.
Yeah, we got a proclamation. We got a resolution from the Senate, a proclamation from the mayor.
That is some fear that you put in people's hearts.
An award from the Alabama Broadcasters Association for the best radio show in Alabama.
Who listens?
Everybody, particularly our critics.
Yeah.
But call Riley Manning. He'll not only will he sell you on advertising, the reason people keep calling him back is because it works. It works. I mean, Riley's great. He's the best painter in town. 31 minutes after 9 o'clock. We'll be back.
broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreek.com for complete rules.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hey, kids!
Hi!
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. It's getting dry, and everybody's asking about rain, but there's no rain in the forecast for the next few days. Today, a sun and cloud mix. I've got the rain chances at about 10%. High temperature in the lower 90s today. Partly cloudy tonight. Overnight low 67. Tomorrow and Sunday, sunshine will be in abundance. It looks dry to me here and on the coast, with high temperatures in the low 90s here in central Alabama, mid-80s down on the coast. And on Monday, we start to get a little hotter, high in the low to mid-90s, and I think we'll be in the mid-90s by Tuesday again, both days dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Test here on why is it so quiet? Oh, I know why, because I'm plugged in. I'm doing a little test here on the Facebook Live. We're gonna go Facebook Live at 11. That's Seth Spotlow. If you've ever wanted to know what Seth Spotlow looks like,
sex beast,
the lovely and talented Carolyn, isn't she the best? Dave, Dave Mowry. Now, here's what I don't know. I need to find out whether or not the music is playing on this video. So if somebody could comment and tell me whether the music is playing.
Yeah.
Because if the music's playing, then I know we're picking up through the board.
Right.
If the music is not playing, then I know we're not picking up through the board. So if somebody could comment and tell me.
We got some comments. Let's see.
Whether or not the music's playing.
Look, we got some looking good.
Donkey Laurie, I don't know if thumbs up means the music is playing. I need to know whether the music is playing.
Come on, guys.
Come on. That's Seth's spot, Lily. This is just a test. This is only a test. I'm not hearing any music, so it's not working.
Yes. I hear no music. It's not playing. No, not playing.
Okay.
Dave, you can't take those things off ever. Yes.
Yeah.
Zero music. I don't hear music. So apparently no music.
No music. So and we got to cool figure something else out. We're going to have to figure something else out during the 11 o'clock hour.
Oh, look, Baron, I can get notified when you go live next. I don't really think I need to turn that on because it just notified me when you went live here.
Well, now this is just a test. This is not the Facebook.
Book.
We're going to do the live at 11
o'clock. Right. This is just a test live.
Ooh.
Testing.
Well, check. Mic check.
Testing.
One, two. Mic check.
I don't hear any music.
Yeah, well.
No, I am drinking. Oh, someone hears music.
Who hears music? Oh, but they don't hear music. Well, now they do. Hang on. Watch this. Now they do. I got to turn the microphones off. We'll just destroy the radio show.
Let's do that.
All right, guys. Why are we playing Sabotage, Dave? All right, we're leaving now. Bye.
25 years ago today, which... You know, there are those things where people are like, man, this makes me feel old. But, like, this kind of makes me feel old.
Well, it does.
Sabotage being 25 years old?
And that your shirt says Montgomery Party's Harder.
Well, we do.
I know. I agree, but...
You ever been to Montgomery?
Dude.
Listen, man, you ever been to Montgomery?
Well, here's the sad thing about that. I was in college. I remember where I was the first time I heard it. I was at a trailer park in Auburn that no longer exists anymore. There's a shopping center or something sitting on top of it. But it was right behind the War Eagle Supper Club. It was that trailer park right there.
Was it like a double wide or a
crappy trailer? Yeah, and we were cooking. I remember what we were cooking. We were cooking a cheesy spaghetti and chicken. Yeah. For those that know me,
yeah,
it wasn't my favorite dish. But you cooked up the noodles, and then you threw Velveeta and milk, a can of Rotel, and some canned chicken in there.
Oh, man.
It was actually fire.
Yeah, it sounds like it'd be good.
You know what it would be really good with? Ground sausage.
Oh, yeah.
Meat ground sausage.
Instead of chicken?
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be much better with ground sausage. Or even ground beef.
If you're going to Facebook Live, you have to show his shorts.
At 11. I don't want to ruin all the stories.
I know.
At 11. We shot them last week,
didn't we?
Did.
Yeah. We can show them again. We ain't scared.
That's not the first time you've worn those?
Not even the first time this week.
Hold on. Wait a minute. So you made a conscious decision to put them back on?
I guess when you're like 7 foot tall.
Every store is short shorts.
No. I buy the shortest ones they have.
Really?
In this, you know. They make like a 9-inch, but then that just looks weird. Then I look like an NBA player.
No, that's kind of late on that one.
A 9-inch makes you look like an NBA player?
No. Maybe the 11.
A 9-inch is like a Speedo.
I think these are like 6 or 7.
Woo!
They're short.
Yeah. You can take one out of 84th playbook.
Holy man.
Cutoffs.
No, he don't wear cutoffs.
He's not
white trash, my man. He wears jorts.
Okay, cutoffs. I'm white trash.
They have a hem.
They're not made. They're made like they. He don't wear cutoffs.
My mom calls them my pirate pants.
You wear cutoffs?
Yeah, man. My black pants.
Cutoff jeans?
Yeah. When they start falling apart, I cut the legs off.
But jeans?
Yeah.
But black, not blue.
Black jorts.
Like you wouldn't cut off this color.
Well, I wouldn't own that color.
Ouch! Doug, save me.
Baron, can I brag on another sponsor?
Yes, sir. You can always brag on a sponsor. That's always on topic.
Neil, look, I'm terrible with names. Is it Brett or Brent?
Brett Lanham.
All right, so there's a product. I'm going to talk real fast. There's a product called Cool Seal, and the normal use of Cool Seal is to repair a leaking metal roof. So that's exactly what I'm going to do.
All right.
But keeping in mind that happy wife equals happy life,
yes,
the wife wants it to match some shingles on a different part of the house, which are brown.
Right.
Cool Seal only comes in light gray.
Okay.
I called Brett. I says, Brett, I know we can do this. I described to him what Cool Seal was, what I was going to do, and I said, after it cures for a week, I need the best primer, the best paint you got. He's like, what is your name and your number? You piqued my interest. Give me 1 hour. I'm going to do all your research for you and call you back. Long story short, I need 2.5 gallons of primer and 2.5 gallons of finish of the best he's got. He says, Doug, you buy the 4 1-gallons, and I'm going to give you the four courts for free. I want you to get this job. Please take pictures. I don't care how far away it is. I want to come see the finished product. I said, no problem. Lake Jordan, buddy, Lake Jordan.
Well, that's New Look Decorating. See, that's what I'm saying. We only have top tier sponsors. Like if you're not top tier, we don't do your sponsorship.
That Cool Seal works real good.
Right. Does it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. Yeah, and when I told Brett that I've been using New Look since he was in diapers, I said I'm gonna call you out. I said I've been using them since '93. He's like, I don't think I was in the painting business in '93. I said, anyway, super duper guys. One more thing, real quick. I listened intently to your last several closing statements about dogs and bites and all that, and I totally agree, Mr. Goldman. I totally agree.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
All righty. Keep educating us on just whatever the heck you want to talk about, since there ain't nairn rules.
There ain't nairn on Friday. Thank you, Dick.
Ain't nairn on Friday.
This may be caller of the year material. Man, you're the best. I appreciate that. See, you know what you can do? This is fantastic. The guy just gave you a key on how to listen to this program.
And he did it.
He didn't interrupt. Use the sponsors.
You said something and he shut up.
Use the sponsors. You'll find out they're the best. Don't interrupt the host.
Boom!
And tell us that we're always right about everything. I mean, is that hard?
And say, ain't there.
Is that hard? Charles, are you going to follow those rules?
No.
Yeah.
Charles, help us.
At least he's not a liar.
Once upon a time, a long time ago, this fella said, I shook up the world.
Mm-hmm.
I am the greatest.
Yeah, Muhammad.
Cassius' name was Cassius Clay.
That's correct.
Guess what he was doing?
Boxing.
No, he was trumping on.
Oh, I didn't know he was trumping on.
Once upon a time, a long time ago, up in Green Bay, Wisconsin, hey, this fella by the name of Vince Lombardi.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the fella from Montgomery, Alabama, playing quarterback for him.
Bart Starr.
That's right.
Guess what Vince Lombardi and Green Bay Packers did?
What did they? Won two Super Bowls.
They won their first two.
Yeah. Just win,
three,
baby.
Three NFL championships, back to back to back. Guess what they did? What
did they just do? Win, baby.
They trumped on.
Oh, they trumped on. Yeah, I forgot.
Once upon a time, a long time ago, out there on the West Coast at a college, it's called UCLA. There was a fellow they called the Wizard of Westwood.
Mm-hmm.
His name was John Wooden.
Do you know where he was from?
Somewhere in the Ozark, North Dakota, somewhere up in there.
Martinsville, Indiana.
Say Indiana.
Played for the Artesians.
That'll work, but I call. Let me get through so
sorry.
Y'all can get back talking. Hey, Walt Hauser, Gail Goodrich, hey, a fellow by the name of Lou Alcindor. Guess what they did?
What's that?
They trumped on.
Ah, that's right.
Over in Boston, as much as I hate to say this, Bill Russell and Red Auerbach, guess what they did?
I do not know.
They trumped on.
They trumped on. Okay, I got you.
Once upon a time, 65 years ago, down in Dothan, Alabama, Mr. and Mrs. Porter made a little girl. It was their 18th child. Guess what they did?
They trumped on.
They trumped on.
Who is Mr. and Mrs. Porter? I knew every story up to that one.
Mother-in-law and father-in-law.
Oh. Your wife is the 18th child?
Wow.
They trumped on.
Holy mackerel.
Doing more than
daytime. Nighttime. Supper time too. Trump on.
Gotta have dessert.
Trump on. Baby darling, Trump on.
I can't improve on that.
You really can't?
That's great.
I can't improve on that. 18th child.
Wow.
You know, when I tell people I have seven, they always like they suck air. Seven? Can you imagine if I told him I had 18? I get clown car jokes now.
I was going to say that to off the air, but
basketball team.
Inevitably, someone brings up, you have a basketball team, you have a baseball team, you have... Like the girl yesterday, the Rigsby girl. What was her first name? Came in yesterday.
Yeah.
She was saying she was complaining, but she was saying she had a lot of kids. And I was like, how many kids do you have? She's like, three. She's like, okay. Mm-hmm. And she's like, and I mentioned I had... a girl that was about her daughter's age and a boy that's about the same age. She's like, oh, so you have two? And I was like, I have seven. She's like,
yeah.
You got a whole baseball team.
And they mind very well.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. You know when they mind well? When they're not hungry and they're not tired. Yeah. Kids, when they're not hungry and not tired, are generally well-behaved.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
You get any aspect of tiredness worked into there at all? You let him stay up late last night to watch game one of the NBA Finals, then he'll go to bed till 11?
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine what they're going to be like today. You get them. Any aspect of tired.
They also go from, I want something to, hangry.
Yeah.
like food pops into their mind, and then they're immediately hangry.
No, like, it's like, my favorite thing, my least favorite thing, I walk in, and they're air conditioning the house with the fridge. You know, you got that fridge open, and they're just staring. Like, they're waiting on food to populate. I'm like, I don't think you know how this works. I go to the grocery store, and I bring it home, and I put it in there. Nothing just grows in there.
Right.
Not going to be a cheesecake in there all of a sudden unless we put a cheesecake in there.
I worked 15 hours yesterday, and when I got off, I went and picked up my kid, and they had gotten me some sushi. Volcano roll. Oh, man.
Oh,
which is like,
man.
It's the roll cut roll? Up, put flat, and then they cover it with shrimp and crab sauce. It's like pink.
Yeah. Oh,
really good, dude.
Fire.
My favorite. And I was like, yes, I get something to eat, man. Woo. So I get home. Rose is like, I want sushi. Can I carry it?
Oh, no.
Yeah, she ate all but two of them.
Oh, I thought you said she's going to drop it.
No, I was like, no, you're going to drop it. And then we went and sat down, and she ate my dinner.
Oh, she ate your whole dinner? You let her eat it?
Of course. What else am I going to do? Say no?
Yep, exactly.
Let me explain something.
No, Daddy, I love you. See? I'd be like, okay, little stunt.
I'd have been like, let me get you some shredded wheat. We got frosted shredded wheat in the cabinet. That's daddy's sushi. It'll give you a stomachache, honey. I mean, there's lots of ways to do this.
Hey, man, Rose is good.
My kids will drink, they can take a sip or two of beer, but I'm like, don't drink too much. It'll get you a stomachache. Well, why didn't it give you a stomachache? You drink like 12. Because when you're over 21, it doesn't hurt your stomach anymore. Your stomach can handle it. But your stomach can't handle it at that age, young people. My daughter, Clara, will drink your whole beer if you're not careful. Mm. Like, you can't put a beer down and wander off. She'll pick it up and drink it. She likes it. Like, likes the taste. Clara, she's, don't put me on the spot like that.
Oh, man, come on.
She's 9 and a half.
Oh, I'm so glad you know your own daughter's age.
It's harder than it looks. The only reason I knew her right off the bat was because she was born in Florida and we lived there in 2009. So she was born in October 09. It's 19. That's an easy math problem.
I don't blame you. I can just barely remember the year she was born.
We'll be back. 23.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
It's Ryobi Days at the Home Depot. Buy a Ryobi OnePlus 2-pack battery starter kit for just $99 and get one of over 20 select Ryobi OnePlus tools up to an $84 value free. The OnePlus system also fits over 125 other Ryobi tools. So now, going cordless is almost endless. buy the battery kit, get a free tool. Ryobi Days now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through June 19th, limit one per customer while supplies last. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts offers O-Rewards points in-store and online. Earn points on everything from replacement parts to tools and accessories. And for every 150 points collected, you'll get a $5 reward. Earn points any way you shop. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And the News and Views, 7 minutes now to the top of the hour. Your calls welcome on that bathinnovations.com guest hotline at 272-9228. 272-9228. Tell you a little bit more about Bath Innovations during the 11 o'clock hour. That will be live on Facebook. We'll be live streaming during the 11 o'clock hour. I'm Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you on a daily basis from 9 until your daily scheduled nooner. Seth Spotlow has stopped by during the 9 o'clock hour. ASC Credit Union. I was just by an ASC Credit Union branch yesterday, and I looked up there and I saw that co-op sign. And I thought, you know what? Isn't that nice? People from out of town that are using other credit unions can come into Montgomery and do banking like it's their own bank at the ASC Credit Union location because it's a co-op. And then I thought reciprocally, you could do banking when you're on the road at a co-op location anywhere in the country. Really, there's 5,000 co-op locations around the country. You're never far from one. So don't say, oh, I got to use a national bank, Baron, you know, because I sometimes travel. I got to be able to use it when I'm in Atlanta or New York. Well, you know what? ASC Credit Union, you don't have that problem. The Donald, the God Emperor of the United States, the very stable genius, the doctor, the cowboy, the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, you know what I'm talking about?
DJT?
Yeah. Donnie T?
Yeah.
He said, less banks,
more credit
unions. Fewer banks, more credit unions. Less bank, more credit union. And you know what? The reason is because the credit union focuses on the customer, not the fat cat bankers on Wall Street. So get by ASC Credit Union and get a chance. 9 locations in the River Region, 5,000 co-op locations around the country. They got auto loans, credit cards, CDs, checking accounts, absolutely free checking account, and more. Federally insured by NCUA, equal opportunity lender. I don't want to get into economic news quite yet. That's boring.
Thank you.
Boring.
Boring. Oh, Freedom Gas.
Yeah. Oh, Freedom Molecules?
Freedom Molecules.
Well, I mean, it's what they are.
This is wonderful. The Department of Energy this week announced approval for the new launch of the Freeport Liquid Natural Gas Project in Texas. And in doing so, they referred to natural gas as Freedom Gas or Freedom Molecules. And people are panning that, but I love it. I love it. Natural gas is freedom. Natural gas is.
And you know freedom. You know what else? I think it was either this year or last year. You know what happened for the first time in like 60 years? U.S. net exporter of energy.
Yeah, net exporter of energy.
Wow.
Which means so we're basically using energy for free.
You can't really argue with that.
No, it's freedom.
That is freedom.
Totally freedom. Freedom Gas moniker has apparently been circulating in the halls of federal government for years.
Yeah, guess who we're not beholden to?
If we're
an exporter of energy, guess who we're not beholden to?
Anybody.
Right.
On
OPEC,
Earth.
Saudi Arabia, Iran, any of those people, they can't hold us hostage for oil.
No.
So it literally is freedom gas.
It's freedom. I'm pleased that the Department of Energy is doing what it can to promote an efficient regulatory system that allows for molecules of U.S. freedom to be exported to the world. This, according to Steve Winberg, the Assistant Secretary for Fossil Energy. You don't really believe those are fossils, do you?
No.
Freedom, the freedom molecules, or yeah. Freedom gas, yeah. Sounds better than freedom fries.
Yeah, of course.
Freedom fries was awesome.
Well, come on, it did not keep.
No,
Well, it didn't keep, but it had a moment.
Yeah, well, a very short moment. This, that will keep.
I was working in a restaurant in Key Largo, Florida during the Freedom Fries deal. And we used to go diving down there, and there was a reef. It's still there. It's been there for thousands of years. Be there long beyond the duration of this program. Called French Reef, right off the Atlantic coast of Key Largo. And French Reef, it's like 2.5-3 miles off. But during the period when the Iraq War was starting, March of 2003, was it? Yeah. They renamed it to Freedom Reef. Freedom Reef. So you didn't take your... So all this Freedom Fries, Freedom Reef, you know, everybody hated the French and all this stuff. I had a friend who was a big, big lib. And he and his wife had a French party at their house where they drank Beaujolais. They had brie cheese. They had French fries, you know, the confit. They were like cooking it up right over there. And I just thought, these people. Donald Trump was a far distant future. But I thought, this is just un-American. This is just un-American. But whatever. You know, works for some people. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272. Ooh. Forgot about this song. This song's fire. We're going to play this going out. So anyway, Freedom Molecules. I don't care if people make fun of that or not. I like it. That is fire as far as I'm concerned. Netflix pulling out of Georgia.
Yep.
Filming in Egypt. Anybody sense the irony? You know what happens to gay people in Egypt?
They stone them.
Man.
They cut their hands off, stone them, or throw them off of buildings. You know what happens to people who get abortions in Egypt?
They kill them.
Capital punishment, firing squad. You know when, at what age abortion is legal in Egypt? Never. It's worse than Alabama's law. Because in Alabama's law, you just go to prison. There, they killed the doctor who performs the abortion. Yet, virtue signaling Netflix is pulling out of Georgia and going to Egypt. Do you understand the hypocrisy
in
this?
That's crazy. Somebody didn't do their homework.
No, they did their homework. It's not the point. The point is, these lefties want to destroy the United States of America. It's not about abortion. It has nothing to do with abortion. They want abortion legal so they can destroy the next generation of Americans. That's what this is. Netflix stepping up production in the Middle East with its third and most ambitious Arabic original titled Paranormal. I think that's accurate for describing that area of the world. With young Egyptian director Amr Salama, Sheikh Jackson, on board as director and showrunner.
Wait, Georgia in the first place?
Right, I was going to say, wait, yeah, so they have an Egyptian dude named Sheikh Ahmed.
Oh, they found him in Atlanta.
And he is producing and directing it. But they were going to totally film that in Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Paranormal, which is expected to shoot in Egypt, is the third Middle Eastern Netflix original series following Jinn, a coming-of-age teen drama with supernatural elements that was shot in Jordan and will drop June 13th. And Al Rawabi's School for Girls, a Jordan-set high school drama produced with a female Arab cast and crew.
Oh, but they were going to totally film that in Atlanta.
But I'm telling you, if any of that female Arab cast and crew seeks an abortion in Jordan or Egypt, they're going to be killed, executed, murdered. But we can't do business in Georgia, folks.
I could totally see somebody finding a magic lamp.